When I came in here, you were retrieving this for an orifice.
I was. Well,
and it's both shattered and melted.
I don't know one strength, and I went like that, and it just disintegrated just, in my powerful hand.
It must just be such
not
an
the shaking
old,
one,
such an old pen.
But the not, yeah, it just like it's all brittle.
That's what happens to the best of us. We get brittle. God, I'm getting a sneeze.
Don't. I like your Chairman Mao with the red eyes.
Yeah.
It's very good. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Folk in Scotland.
Hold on, I'm just kidding. Now, you gifted this to me yesterday.
Oh my God.
Now, Sprite, nobody can drink a whole bottle of Sprite. It's a gaseous juice. You've not seen that?
I had a Fanta the other day and got about three drinks out of it and can drink
any more.
You
know why I don't drink Fanta?
Why?
It's Nazi Coke.
What?
You've been drinking Fanta all this time?
I've never had Fanta before. I had it yesterday.
That seems unlikely to me. When Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. bastions of morality,
yeah.
when the Nazis got a right foothold in Germany, they thought, we'll maybe pull out of Germany. Kind of like they did with the Russians.
Okay.
So Russia pulled out, so there was no Coca-Cola, even though Hitler loved a bit of Coca-Cola.
Oh.
So one of the kind of functionary guys, I believe I might be wrong this, that worked for Coca-Cola in Germany.
Right.
He invented Fanta. So Fanta is a Nazi alternative to Coke.
Well, yesterday was the first time, no, not yesterday, the day before was the first time I've had it.
That's
since
so
I was,
gassy.
Since I was a kid.
That's got more gas than you and I do combined.
Oh my God. And I didn't like it because no. the bubbles felt sharp. It didn't like
you
it.
You know, I go on about young people today and they don't wear socks because yeah. they're itchy and yeah. they don't wear belts because they're tight and they're wee tummy wummies.
Yeah.
You're a precursor to all of this.
I like to think
you
so.
You were God's first attempt at Gen X, Gen Z, Gen Millennials.
I don't know where
What's the latest lot called?
I don't know. I don't keep up with it.
Generation Beige.
Generation, I think you'll find we're all the same.
No, very drastically different.
I think you'll find.
My mum and dad love, this is what you know a boomer. Boomers like jam shed wine.
Okay.
They like going to the municipal tip.
I like that.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you've got a wobbly foot in both camps.
Yes.
And they like going to Dobie's Garden Centres.
I hate that.
My mum and dad could go, if my mum and dad had half a breeze block, if they had some dust, like a small sachet. You know those little...
A sachet. Mm-hmm.
You know a sachet. You know the little things you get soy sauce in, the wee fish?
Yeah.
If my mum and dad had that filled with dust, they would drive up to the dump to just get rid of that.
I kind of do that as well. I've got half a bag to go.
I think this... sometimes I think they look at each other and my mum will think, he could lose that leg and I could get it up to the dump. They're thinking about pruning each other.
I feel when I'm throwing a bin out, you feel kind of manly.
I'm obsessed with bins.
I know, but you start wars with bins.
There's nothing more satisfying than when I put the broom bin out the other day, filled with trimmings.
Okay.
Put it down, goes away. You know modern society's working when your bin gets taken away.
Ours don't.
Exactly, but you're end of town, you know.
No, I know.
I was watching this morning. This is a modern generation.
Oh my God.
It just makes me laugh.
It's got off to a start.
Doctor Who.
Okay.
Is a children's show.
Yes.
I loved Doctor Who as a child.
Okay.
I can remember we had a black and white television. This is the time of Tom Baker, and there was a news. And it was coming down the stairs. In the black and white telly, it was black and white. In the colour telly the following week, holy fuck, it's like tangerine or translucent green. Terrifying stuff.
Scary stuff. Okay.
Now I'm an adult. I don't watch Doctor Who. It's not for me.
I don't watch either.
A long time ago. I've never watched Doctor Who since I got pubes.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
This morning, 46. BBC, as the BBC's want to do, BBC likes nothing better. It says it's a non-commercial channel, right?
Okay.
Now I like the BBC more than you do.
I hate it.
It says it's non-commercial. They flogged Doctor Who to the Disney Corporation.
A non-commercial enterprise.
Well known. So Doctor Who used to be Monster of the Week. So as a child, you'd see a scary monster each week. It's dropped.
Okay.
On Disney, the full fucking series. So it's not each week it's coming out. They're walloping it on.
Okay.
And they're doing the same in BBC iPlayer. It kind of loses something.
Now, did I hear one of them came out and it was like at midnight it came out or something?
But people would be queuing to watch it. Like, it's like I went to art school with a guy that queued for fucking tickets for Bewitched. The band Bewitched?
Jesus, he had a thing for
and
it.
And we then. Said, oh. They're shit. And he goes, you guys are so close-minded. We said, no, that's a really shit. No, but so what's his name was on, that the guy who's Russell T. Davis.
Okay,
engaging guy.
Yeah.
But he's talking, there was a deadness behind his eyes because it's corporation and he's having to justify why he's doing all this. And what he says is, we've gone... Doctor Who could be a bit creepy. Like there's a YouTube episode where it's just Tom Baker killing shit.
Oh, brilliant!
And they've got Office Space.
Yeah,
can that song they play when they're smashing up the computers? There's that song in Doctor Who killing stuff. He says now it's bolder, it's brighter, it's smiley.
Oh God!
So they've obviously sat him down and says, right, it's a Disney corporation.
We need it bolder, brighter, and we need a universe.
And a guy.
We need a big arc and stories.
It showed you the clip when it's got, what's his name with the hair? The Scottish laddie. He was Doctor Who.
Okay. I know what you mean.
Not Peter Capaldi.
No, the other one.
The younger one.
Yeah.
Who's very good as an actor when he plays creeps.
Because he probably is.
Yes. No. So he plays weird characters. He's in, I think, Jessica Jones, and he was a horror.
Yeah,
he was good in that. But he's in Doctor Who, and you know what's happening with Doctor Who? God, this is a man that says it's not for me.
I don't know what's happening.
Doctor Who now, there's two of them now.
What?
Can I Doctor Who each time would become a new Doctor Who?
Yeah.
The split. So, Scottish guy, they're both Scottish. The
but
new guy,
small now?
The black guy. No, they've not got smaller. They've split, but kept
both
their,
normal
kept
size.
Their integrity, yeah.
But one would be hollow.
One, no, they're both the same.
Doesn't make sense.
So there's a bit where they're like that. They're coming out of each other's bodies.
What?
Like they're like conjoined twins. And the guy goes, push, push, will it work? Push. And the two of them are just, the smiles were absolutely the stuff of terror.
What is this? Is this real?
And they go, and they push each other away.
Are you bullshitting me?
No. So there's Doctor Who. Now, there's a Disney Doctor. The Scottish laddie, black kid, and he's travelling the universe and he's fun adventures. But meanwhile, David Tennant is in a council house in Sheffield.
What? What is that?
This
is a lie.
No, it's not.
You're winding me up.
No, I'm not. He's semi-retired and he's living with that horrible ginger-haired actor, Catherine Tate.
Is this real?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've written. This is the way they've Disneyfied it.
They've Disneyfied it by, I don't know what the plan is. They may be thinking, yeah, so it's going to go off in two directions. You'll have the BBC Doctor Who, and then there's going to be the international one that's all smiley. It's cheery. The modern world,
and bold.
Russell T. Davis said, there's a lot of trouble in the world, and people don't like the darkness anymore. We want something fun. He kept saying fun, like somebody had electrodes in his bollocks.
He's got to repeat it.
Keep saying
that
fun,
word,
Russell.
It.
Ah, corporate stuff, so fucking awful. There's like that Disney. You know me, I like Star Trek, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
I'm currently watching. God, this is a funny old
thing. I'll just go with it. I'll sit back.
I watched, as you did as well, we watched The Next Generation.
In lockdown.
Lockdown. Loved it. Kept me sane.
Tin Man is as good as it was 30
it.
Years ago.
Loved it.
Brilliant.
Watched Voyager recently. Watched through it. Kind of enjoyed it.
Okay.
The Hirogens, some randy shit. There's Catherine Janeway's got the strong kind of jaw I like.
I like a jaw with a sort of weird voice.
709. Just I like the blatancy. They've just replaced one woman and got a different woman with a bigger arse.
Wonderful.
It was corporate. So sometimes corporate can
it
be
can
good.
Work.
It can work.
Yeah.
I'm now watching Deep Space Nine.
Oh, fuck off. It's Coronation Street in space.
No, the thing is,
it's shit.
That's what you've forgotten. It's not.
It is.
It's
shite.
It's actually not. It's actually.
What? It's
all suicide bombs and horror.
You know what it is?
It's fun.
Boring.
No, it's fundamentalists and talk. They're all getting taught.
This is the stuff you like.
They assassinate this. Oh,
I hate it.
It's dark.
I hate it.
It's too dark.
It's
for
like
you.
Doing it in a shed.
No, it's.
It's terrible.
It's a Deep Space Nine station.
Yeah, but it feels small.
It doesn't.
It feels claustrophobic. I want spaceships.
It's dark and torturous. People are getting fucking their nipples cut off, sanded down. There's a guy that's made out of spunk that's going about making decisions.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like
he's
you.
A policeman.
It's going about. They keep saying, I'm getting to the box, and there's a scene. They put a box on the floor, and he just goes, he's to concentrate, as you'd imagine, he goes, and he just goes, and he turns into a big piss stream.
He
it's glorious.
Was well aware of the stuff I made. The actor really
he
really
died
liked
soon
it.
After.
Yeah, yeah, soon after he saw it.
Aubergeux.
Yeah,
Rene Aubergeux.
That's him. Something
he's,
like that.
He's in one of the. He's in a police academy when they go to.
Oh, the mission to Moscow.
No, no,
no,
the one on the beach.
The one on the jet skis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the villain.
It's terrible.
Rene Aubergeux.
Is it Aubergeux?
I think so.
Let's just call him that.
He's not going to complain, though.
Let's go on with our text. Oh, one text. Oh, my God. Let's get my...
Just one.
Just one today. One
well,
text.
Tomorrow I'm saving this show. I'm saving it. I've come up with a strategy. Tomorrow, you know. We're doing something.
We are doing something
I'm
special
I'm saving
this
the show.
Week.
I'm going to save it.
We're doing something special
I'm the
this
reason
week.
It's failing, but I'm also going to be the destroyer and the saviour. I'm the alpha and
you've
omega.
You've got a new energy for it. And something is happening tomorrow.
Well, it's about to be my birthday and I'm trying to just... I feel I'm waning.
And
so
thankfully
I'm,
it's happening tomorrow because I'll probably need 3 days to edit it. But...
will we?
Something.
Just we film ever. Will we have to block out folks' faces?
No.
No, it's fine.
No, we're in public. And it's still... Don't worry, we'll get to it.
Loads of bad language. It's going to be wild. We've got a special guest, Blot's coming up.
No, I wouldn't even... Well,
can you imagine?
There's
a new guy, rat guy. Oh, fuck knows.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Ear toot here. So what do you guys think of the ZX Spectrum hitting 40 years of age?
I've no idea what that is.
It's the Spectrum, the computer.
Don't know. What is it?
Boyfley, give me his computers and I've got Spectrums.
What's a ZX Spectrum?
It's a computer. They're made in Dundee.
What is it? What, like...
I think that answers your question.
You play games on it.
But yeah. You could do lots of other things, but you didn't. You just played games that
is
were
that
very
like a,
difficult.
Is that like a PewDiePie? What's those little computers you build yourself? An Apple Pie? A Jizzy... there's a Summon
no,
Pie?
No, a ZX Spectrum was a computer that... I can't believe I'm even fucking saying this
no,
to
tell
you.
Me about it. I'm fascinated. Hold on.
They were made in Dundee. Uh-huh. We used to steal
exclusively
them.
In Dundee?
Yeah. And we'd sell them, and that was it.
Hold on, are they the ones with the soft keys?
That's it.
I had a computer with hard keys, and my mate had one with soft keys.
Okay.
But my one had a voice thing you could put in, fuck the Pope, and it would say it in a funny voice.
Right, here's what you've found out. You've asked our opinion on it being 40 years old.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, wait a minute, is that the one with the soft keys?
That's all I know
that's
about
the depth.
It.
And I'd done a show. What was the show called? On the
no
spectrum,
idea. People have forgotten.
On the spectrum, I forgot already. On the spectrum, where I would review games set in the '80s, and I'd review games and stuff, and everyone thought I was a bit of an expert on it.
Were these the first home
and this
computers?
Was me, yeah, and I was really pretending I wasn't an expert. I didn't have a fucking clue.
No, you don't have any.
Not a clue about them.
No,
and I went to Blackpool and I met some people because I was in character, and they met me.
Oh no!
And they started asking questions about spectrums.
Jesus!
So when they said something about the chips in it, I said, with that chip, when I did initially open it, I was surprised how little water I found in it, and I would make little jokes to get out of not knowing what they were talking about at any stage. I didn't have a fucking clue.
You promised me.
Yeah.
While at 4 years into this show, we'd have culled all those computery people from the system.
No, nope, they keep us going.
They keep going.
They're our lifeblood.
Are they still our spine? Are they still the glands?
No, and I'm a computery person.
No, you're not really.
But now I have spectrums.
I've seen your computer
Boyfleet.
Space.
Give me...
Every time I chop in the door, there's a noise. It's a wet noise.
No,
it's a moist noise.
Downstairs... I'm surrounded by
behind these
screens.
Little creepy screens.
I've got my Xbox.
Bathes everything in a slightly orangey light.
Oh, I do. But hold on. At home.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I've got a lovely computer, gaming computer. I've got my Xbox, and it's wonderful.
If God had meant you to have a computer.
Yeah, you don't know where you're going with that because we have them.
Because, yeah.
No, I love gaming.
I remember. I know. That's the difference.
And I'm going to say, wait, before we'll go back to the question.
Oh, aye.
Hitting 40 years old, people are still making Spectrums, new versions of them. They've still got a whole scene around
it. Oh, is this people that
like
stuff that's shitter? It's like people that still listen to vinyl.
I, on the...
retro
on the show, I would say, you know, you hated Commodore. Because there was two kinds of people. You got the Commodore 64 or the ZX Spectrum. And if you're at the ZX Spectrum, well, the Commodore was a lot better.
Okay.
But we didn't have that. We had the Spectrum. So you had to stick to your guns that these really grotesque...
Was it like VHS and Betamax?
Yeah, but you took a side.
But saying Betamax was superior to VHS, but VHS just had the numbers.
That's it.
It's all irrelevant now.
It's all irrelevant. But this
nobody knows what a tape is. My mum bought all the Disney films for future grandchildren on tape. So that's she doesn't take them to the fucking dump, I notice.
I think you should.
She thinks they're
worth
money. I think
money. You should. They
oh, that's interesting. Well, no, we had them. It shows you the difference.
Okay.
We had a Commodore 64. It had hard keys.
Yes. Beautiful
and all I'd
keyboard.
Make it was to make swear words. Mm-hmm. And then I can remember one game, which was a fireman, and you'd put out fires. And it was shit.
Oh.
And it took so long to load the games.
Yes.
You'd away and I'd lose interest. The computer guys would sit there listening to the noise like it was fucking birdsong.
I did enjoy it.
There was a guy who was at school, we had the same pair of trousers all the way through school. He loved computers, and I believe he's a computer kind of guy now. He's quite wealthy on it,
mm-hmm.
quite wealthy on it.
Well, because of the show that it did, mm-hmm. even though it was very silly, there was a sort of belief in some people that understood old computers or retro stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And it wasn't. I'd done it so I could do a joke.
You started lying to them and you've lied to them.
And I've lied ever since. Mm-hmm. But now I have a collection of Spectrum games. I have a couple of Spectrums and occasionally I put them on and I do really enjoy it now.
I've said this before. The last game I ever played was Pac-Man. I've looked into it. It's not strictly true.
Oh.
I had that Nintendo little thing.
Oh, yeah, you play that.
That played the Greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was given that when I broke my leg in a horrific car accident. And I was in hospital for about 12 weeks. And I got very, very good at that.
Oh,
top scores on that. And a friend of ours who, does he still listen to the show?
I'm sure he does.
Never heard from him for a while.
No, not for a while. We'll have to get in touch.
And he fixed it for me.
He did.
And it's up and running. And I still play it from time to time. But yeah, I just don't have time. And as I said, I'm not getting into computer games now.
But that's my decompression.
You told
time.
Me the other time it's 100 hours. No, no, no. That's
oh,
not,
that minimum?
That's not happening.
Minimum?
I'm not giving up 100 hours then.
I don't know.
I watched that fucking Rebel Moon film, the second one.
Yeah, I heard it's bad.
And I suddenly, afterwards, I had a meltdown because I thought, I've wasted like 2 hours. I don't have 2 hours.
I'd done the same with Expendables 4.
I don't have 10 minutes.
Expendables 4.
I'm on to episode 4 of Shogun.
It is it good?
Absolutely wonderful.
I'll give it a go.
And the characters are so well written.
Yeah.
And bad guys, good guys, they're all kind of at it. Everyone's got a fucking little thing. There's mm-hmm. there's no angels in this show. But you know the characters enough after 4 episodes. There's bits of humour in it, and they've earned it. It's funny. It's great. The main guy's Cosmo, something he's called. He was in a film I watched. I think he might be Irish. I might be wrong. Called Good With Horses. It's about a guy. It's a violent kind of guy.
Okay.
And he's the lead in this. And he's so engaging. He's the weirdest guy. His mannerisms are so weird.
Oh, right.
He's fascinating. He's going to go a long, long way,
okay.
This laddie.
I'll have
but
to show give that
again,
go.
Watch it. The
Don't
costumes.
Watch Expendables 4.
No, of course not.
We're talking about old computers. The graphics were from a PlayStation 2. It was just,
it's so
you had
cheap.
To see it to believe it.
There's a film.
It's so bad.
Steven Seagal did.
Okay.
And Steven Seagal famously, he wouldn't have nudity in any of his films.
Not him.
No long sex scenes. And he wouldn't, he liked small sex scenes. He liked to snog, passionately snog. But no sci-fi. Didn't believe in sci-fi.
Okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme said, I'll get Mars is great, I'll get it out in every film.
Good for him.
Schwarzenegger's like, you need sci-fi for this big man. Mm. But there was a late stage Seagal one where they turned it into a vampire.
A vampire, futuristic vampire thing, but I don't think he knew it was.
No.
Yeah.
He made a film one way and then in post they just added shit.
Wonderful.
And he didn't know.
I think that's great.
But he just sticks some fucking fangs on and some blah.
It's so silly.
The film industry is so weird. It's got bizarre.
Of course it has. It's
always been weird, but this drive for content. Again, Tubi, is it Tubi? And you just scan down and it's like, Jesus.
So much. There's too much. I think there's too much. We've only got one text today.
Well, we can watch all of Doctor Who at the weekend, the whole 10 episodes if
God,
you want.
Oh, God, you don't want that.
But do you prefer binging or do you like it weekly?
Weekly.
100%.
I like weekly. Yeah, weekly.
I
can remember what happened the week before and I can
like
enjoy
that.
It over time. Yeah.
Well, what's great about Shogun is it's not giving. There's a lot going on.
Okay.
There's a lot of characters and there's a lot of scheming. And it knows you, it treats you like you're not a stupid person.
Well, that's a good thing. I like that.
Betty, I kind of like, so. Like when Game of Thrones was at its peak, I watched it and I liked it because I pirated it.
Right.
And on the Monday morning, never I would always it. Watch it. And I enjoyed that. But Shogun, I like going through. But what
you
I
want
do
to
is,
savor it.
I'm not watching savor the whole it. 10 episodes. I'm watching two a night.
Two a night.
Perfect.
Well, what I done in lockdown, when I downloaded a book, you had so much time, I'd only do a chapter a day.
Oh, wonderful.
Just leave it. Yeah, and you went, oh, fuck, I want to read the next bit. Nope.
Yeah, in between masturbating furiously.
That's all I did in 9 baths a day. Oh, so, okay, my story.
You were just in a bath.
That's all I
much
did.
The whole time.
So I'm coming down.
It's a lot of people keep going on about how lockdown was the best time of their life.
I kind
of
enjoyed it.
It's sad.
It's sad, but I enjoyed it.
It couldn't have gone on forever, but it was nice.
I liked the first one. The second one I didn't like.
You didn't like the second one?
I felt.
I thought lockdown part two was my preferred one.
I didn't like it.
I thought
it.
That was like Empire Strikes Back.
It was like, the first one was like this, it was like a mini adventure. Something was
happening.
Well,
you didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You went into your own mind.
Well, I just sat and watched like Netflix and that. I had a great day. And played GTA 5. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was coming down the road. How far is it in the car from my house to here? 5 minutes?
Uh-huh. You were walking down.
No, I was driving. Mm. Car pulls out in front of me.
Today?
Today. This
but
morning.
You told me you'd stopped all this stuff. The angry
oh,
stuff.
No. I have. Car... Right, really whizzed in front of me. Uh-huh. I hit the brakes, didn't even hit the horn.
Okay, just
so I'll just keep going. So it was this woman, I went behind her. She's awful wobbly.
Oh.
So that bitch is on the phone.
Susan again, is it?
No. She was curling her hair. There was a woman in a car, a BMW, a silver one, you daft cunt, if I ever fucking see you again.
Jesus.
Both her hands up her hair in the mirror and driving and using her elbows and putting her hands down to drive. Curling her hair.
I remember going across the Tay...
Couldn't believe it.
Tay Bridge and saw a woman doing her makeup. I've seen that happen.
Curling her hair.
Yeah, fucking wild, isn't it?
And the car was really all over the place and she kept drifting out to the middle. Almost clipped me.
Silly bastard.
And still quite fast.
Fuck.
Then I get down to almost exactly where you live. And I'm waiting. And I'm looking at this woman in front of me curling her hair. And I'm
jealously.
Doing,
you're looking at her
like,
jealously.
A wee bit. And I'm not saying anything because I told you I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I look to the side of me and there's a lady with her hair up. Junkie-ish.
Yeah, possibly. Junkie-adjacent.
Yes, in her mid-30s, late-30s. Wearing a pink dressing gown. Crying uncontrollably.
Oh, no.
Leaning against the wall.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like that. I'm right beside her. So I wind down the window and I went, are you okay? Are you needing any help or anything? And she went, am I okay? And she let a huge fart go and just walked away. Now, there's a guy with a dog right behind her.
Dog.
And he goes, did she just fart at you? And I went, yeah. She goes, he farted at me down at the bus stop.
The dog flinched.
So I'm looking at this. But she just went up about 20 feet and stopped again, just crying uncontrollably. Right, so I just
don't
wound up the window.
Yeah.
Yes, I wound up.
You caught that smell in the cab.
And, but it was just like a poof.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even sure she farted. And when he said, did she fart at you? And I went,
Maybe it sounds like it could have been like a reality show. You've been caught in a sting.
Well, I wound up the window and I thought, this is symbolic. That window's fucking staying up. Window is staying up forever. I am no longer speaking to anyone in the world. But she was bright red crying.
No wonder squeezing out those little farts. I watched a thing on YouTube and it's a guy... Utter bullshit. And it's been sanctioned by Elon Musk.
What's this?
Is a Cybertruck really bulletproof?
Oh,
so
I've seen people shooting
these
them.
These fucking idiots. And the guy's working for a company. It appeared to be so you can get wheelchairs to people so they can go and hunt.
What?
It's like his company's called Not a Wheelchair. And I think,
has it got tracks on it?
Well, possibly. You know these ones where they'll have...
What is going on?
Have you not seen the one they have animals tethered so fuckwits in wheelchairs can go and shoot them in the pens?
Oh, I have seen this.
Imagine being in the wheelchair and thinking, I just want to kill... What?
You got one that you could pay online.
Yeah.
And you just put the crosshairs on and kill the animal.
I've seen ones where it's these Americans, often Americans, shooting like an elephant and stuff. It makes me absolutely...
That's disgusting. I always hear, but oh, the local villages.
No, they don't.
The local villages.
That's all a lie.
And it's like, no. Where are they talking about? South Africa. You know?
Lie. The Cybertruck thing, so he's like that, he's got it all set up. Mm-hmm. And I could tell if he'd got the Cybertruck and then taken the Dare the Jackal with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, yeah.
And just went and like fucking riddled the thing. But there was rules. So he had little areas taped off and had kind of those wallets you get, those armoured wallets that sponsored by them. And then his 9mm rounds, he's like, bang, 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 and they're all shooting it, but not going for the glass. And then they open the door and they start firing high velocity rounds through it, and it goes through. But I'm thinking, this is sanctioned by Elon Musk. They've not bought this vehicle to shoot it up.
You know what? I want him to put his money where his mouth is. I want Elon to sit behind the door.
And then take a
I get...
a bazooka?
An AK-74, even a Chinese version. It doesn't work right.
Yeah.
And I'll have a go at him.
I suppose most cars, a handgun, is a chance most cars a handgun will struggle.
No.
No?
No. It's very thin metal. A handgun will go through
both doors
lot.
If you're through the...
Yeah.
But you don't need a bulletproof car.
Because it's like, the gun I used to shoot was a 9mm.
Right.
And people, you see them on films, they're not very powerful. You don't want to get in its way.
No. Oh, no. You don't want to get in the way of an
air
rifle.
But when I went to the States and I shot a 45 for the first time, holy fucking shit, that is a cannon.
Aye.
It goes through anything.
Does it?
Oh. Fucking hell.
It's a stupid vehicle. How much longer would we be making these things? Because you can't really get one.
Did you see what happened? The accelerator pedal, the cover for it slid up and stuck it under so it would be locked.
Oh.
And do you know how they fixed it? The metal cover on it. They've just put a rivet in it. They've recalled them all and they put a rivet in it so it doesn't slide. The thing's fucking insane. It's a piece of shit. Do not buy them.
These are people that have got rocket ships.
They've got... The steering wheel on it is drive-by-wire. There's no connection to the wheels.
Yes, I know.
So if the power goes, you've lost your steering, you've lost your brakes,
you've lost your...
you can't get in and out the car. And this is a bulletproof car, so if you drive into water... And you lose power, you can't get out. People have been moaning about this. Oh, it's dangerous. Fucking shit. Have you seen it? The boot closing. And they're putting carrots in it.
Oh, no.
This car is terrible.
My dad once closed the boot on my granny's fingers. And they just closed it shut.
Yeah.
Because it was a British-made car, so it was crap.
It'll just bend.
No, chop off your finger. It's
insane. Cybertruck is a piece of shit.
Every day I look online and there's some crazy madcap scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, all these people are so... Like, there's a guy there, they say, no, flying cars are going to be here. It's the future. They're here next year. It's happening.
Here's the
problem.
Like
that? No, it's not. Have you seen the thing? It's like got four propellers.
You can't fly that anywhere.
No.
And here's the thing with flying cars. We'll have them and they're called helicopters.
Yeah, yeah.
It was invented years ago.
But they're dangerous as fuck, helicopters.
Helicopters are really fucking crashy. We all know this. It's like they're as crashy as a microlight.
The problem is a guy, I've said this before, there was an open studio here and there was an old guy here and there was an RAF guy and his son was a pilot, an actual jet pilot. And I was chatting to them. And they were remarkably non-royalist for the army. I find a lot of people in the army tend to look quite like the royal family.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were the opposite. And I says, here's one for you guys. I says, why are they all pilots? Because I says, I'm led to believe they're all idiots. Like, Prince Andrew's a moron. Hey, William's just a fucking pegged bastard. He's a useless bastard. True. And they says, hey, helicopters. And I says, what do you mean? He says, helicopters are dead easy to fly.
Oh, there
and
you
I says,
go.
Why is that?
So he are says, we saying now,
yeah.
if you're a helicopter pilot, we know you're an idiot.
Yeah.
It's a self-report.
Yeah.
You're a stupid individual. I agree with this.
No, because you don't... It's because they're slow.
Yeah.
They're slow. You've got time to think. Jet pilots are fucking on it. You can't be hanging about. You've got to be sharp as a tack. Wealthy people, they never learn to fly their own jet generally, but so many of them have learned to fly. Noel Edmonds can fly a helicopter.
Proof.
Mark, his pal, could fly a helicopter.
He crashed it, though, yeah.
Fucking Colin McRae thought he was the bee's knees crashed zipping it. About. Nobody said that enough.
Now, wasn't it because he was flying at night
showing
or something?
Off. He's upside down. He killed children and shit.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been flying at night.
I still see them going on about, what a legend. No, he's fucking cancelled his legend status. He killed children because he was just showing off. What a prick.
Not a prick. And don't idiot, because he was flying a helicopter.
Yeah, an idiot.
So I do you
we'll
remember
get, this? We'll get helicopter pilots slagging us off.
But what are they going to do?
They'll admit it.
No, they're thick. They won't have a computer.
Suddenly hear
Rotor they'll still
blade.
Be on the spectrum.
Fucking blue thunder's just hovering outside there.
Oh, God. Do you remember with all its plastic bits added to it?
I loved Blue Thunder.
Loved it.
Did you love Blue Thunder?
Even the series.
I like Blue Thunder more than Airwolf. I thought it was cooler.
No, I had to go Airwolf.
Did you like
I
Airwolf?
Loved Airwolf, the music and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It looked sleek.
Blue Thunder looked dangerous, like an insect.
There's a remote control helicopter, and it's a perfect Airwolf, and all works and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, perfect.
But it's giant. It's like twice the size of this room.
It's got Ernest Borgi
in it. And it travels around doing displays, but it's so big. At a distance, you couldn't tell it from the real thing. It's really...
But
the guy
always,
flies
Airwolf it. Always used to have to fight shit helicopters.
Yeah, or
because it couldn't fight a jet, because
well,
it couldn't
the,
keep
the
up.
The problem is, they had the same footage every week, but they reversed it and stuff to make it look different, so it wasn't
no,
very
Blue
good.
Thunder was like... It looked more plausible. I could believe Blue Thunder.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he just used to use it to listen to people fucking.
He just... Yeah, he went outside their windows.
Stealth mode.
Like that. Yeah.
The people that go into Blue Thunder after they got back to base.
Oh, oh my God, the stink.
Roy.
Did you spill bleach in here? Ah, did you notice something as well? And think about this.
Uh-huh.
If you could turn the sound off, why would you turn it on?
I know.
Would you turn the... let's make us noisy as fuck.
How did so, the, what button just turns off the sound?
Why, so you've got the sound, you've got no sound. You get it, and then you've got the noisy as fuck button. Brrr,
the
why would you put
fun.
It? Why would you
intimidation.
Put
intimidation?
It doesn't make any sense.
It's like a Stuka dive bomber made a noise to intimidate.
Oh, have you had my car overtaken anyone
is
now?
It like a Stuka dive
well,
bomber?
Well, I've got roof bars on it. And the roof bars, I've done the worst thing. If you're ever getting roof bars, don't get aero bars because you think they're faster.
Okay.
Right? Get square bars because they create a little eddy of air in front of them and the air goes around them. But these fucking bars...
Do they whistle?
They're open. The whistle, it sounds like a Stuka.
Oh.
I was taking our friend to the hospital a few weeks ago and was driving to Perth and it was so loud. I saw this guy looking in his mirror. He was in a truck and he could hear us from about 100 metres away. Like that. And he was looking,
he
but what the fuck?
Runs out of the truck and dives under a bush.
It was deafening in the car. Oh. You can imagine outside.
Oh, jeez.
So the whistle, and I can't stop them whistling.
It's fucking...
And then, because I use them a lot for going to sales, I can't take them on and off. I just leave
what
them on.
What about Street Hawk?
I like Street Hawk, but Street
was
Hawk
that
went...
laser?
Laser?
Did not have a laser on the front, Street Hawk?
I don't think so. But
well, what did it do then?
It went 500 miles an hour. But
oh,
when
it doesn't seem terribly fast.
But when it jumped... Right, at 500 miles an hour, it would just go, wow, instead of going into orbit. It would just fucking do like 20 feet jump.
Was he all made of metal?
No.
No, because he was a stunt guy.
He had a mullet.
No, but they rebuilt him.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm sure he'd metal bits.
I thought the bike
he'd
was the star.
He'd a titanium arse.
Oh, possibly.
I was all about Automan.
I loved Automan. He was
Cursor.
Great.
Oh,
Cursor.
Was great,
that
wasn't
was brilliant.
He's
watch
dead,
that now. Looks,
dead
is
guy,
he?
I think so.
Oh,
it looks wonderful. Manimal.
Manimal. Loved all that.
No wonder our generation is so fucked up.
I've thought about something about our youth, and you will have experienced this. And now I don't know if kids get this now. But say you've got like a school like mine where all the troubled kids were just thrown into one class at nine, and there was a lot of fighting, there was a lot of this, there was a lot of taking drugs and all sorts, glue bags.
You needed it. That's his teacher.
Are you going to science? And the first thing that's sitting in front of you is a gas tap.
An acid.
Did you get gas taps?
Oh, yeah.
And everyone would just sit,
sniffing
like, inhaling
gas.
Gas.
Yeah. I love a Bunsen
was
burner.
Was that wise?
Of course it was wise. You need shit like that.
We got the custard powder experiment. They showed us how to make explosives from household goods.
Potassium permanganate.
Well, just custard powder. Boom!
Potassium permanganate.
The roof of
I
the science
I can make a really
lab.
Good bomb.
Chemistry was black.
It's difficult to get potassium permanganate as much now.
Yeah, but you
used to just have bags of everywhere.
Yeah, you just go and get all
can
the
get,
stuff.
Can I get all your potassium permanganate? What do you
no
need
problem.
It for? None of your business.
Making a bomb. Go on there.
Okay, go on in. What harm can you do?
Especially if you were a kid.
Make fuses and shit.
Yeah, you used to do stuff like
yeah,
that.
I love blowing shit up.
But you were taught this.
To work, the only thing I've ever enjoyed at the work is putting out a fire thing you do. And they take you up to this white waste ground and they light big fires and then you get to put them out. It's fucking great fun. You just try out different fire extinguishers.
Oh,
it's a whole day. I loved it.
Oh, I like fire extinguishers.
I've got
two down the stairs. How many do you have in here?
We've got a fire blanket.
One.
I've got two in the house. I bet you most
so
people...
did you run home and get it, or do you have to open 40 locks to run in here and get it if you're on fire
no,
there?
I've got two in the house.
Oh, no, here.
Oh, I don't have one in there.
You got to have one.
No, you don't.
Like law, isn't it?
No, nobody's got one in here.
I think you're meant to have one. That's why I put one in here.
No, you don't have to have one. I don't know why you added it. I thought, what's he doing?
No, you've got to have one.
I thought, God, what's going to catch fire in here?
But you've got to have a fire extinguisher. Oh, well, it might be. You've got to have one.
No, you don't. There's no.
If I'm a bit slow today, I've been up since 5:30.
There's not one person in this building got a fire extinguisher. That is probably that one there and the one in your studio is probably the only ones.
I've got three in my studio.
Holy fuck. You are quite flammable. That crepe paper skin
just
of yours.
Just my urine. But you've got to have one. Get a couple in there.
I've got a tap outside.
You've got to have a fire extinguisher.
No,
it's law.
Got it. No, I don't. It's
you
not.
Kinda,
it's
yeah,
not law.
It kind of is.
You don't.
Who told you this? Honestly, do you not get a fire inspection?
No, it's never. Don't get fire inspection.
We do. Well, where's your fire extinguisher? They go there and there and they go fine.
Your businesses.
And there's the fire.
Your businesses.
You've got. It doesn't matter.
It does.
You've got to have it.
No, I don't.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
You're so cautious all the time.
Cautious?
Make me nervous.
I almost had to force you to buy a bike helmet, and you did. And what did you do? You fell off and broke your ribs.
Fell and broke two ribs, yeah.
And then it would have been your head as well.
No, my head would have been fine.
Ah, see? Hit the cobbles, man. Don't ever go in the cobbles.
You hit it. It was the stuff off the trees, like the pollen.
Oh, you can't go in. It's so dangerous.
Made a soup. Oh, it's slippy.
That was beside Dundee High.
Yeah.
A few years ago, middle of winter, I was going away to walk home when I could walk.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend got on the bus.
Uh-huh.
And I went, bye, and I turned.
Fell down?
No, couldn't move. I was stuck on the ice at the railings. And I was like, what the fuck did I do?
Solid.
I didn't freeze. I couldn't move on the ice.
Oh, you're scared?
What do you think? No, I wasn't scared. I couldn't move because it was icy. I was going to fall.
You could move.
There was slipping. No, if I moved, I was going to fall. So I was like, fuck. So I managed to do this tiny 1 millimeter shovel to get to the railing.
Shovel?
A shovel.
Shuffle.
Did I say shovel?
You said shovel, yeah.
I meant shuffle. And then
I
got to the railing.
I wish somebody had footage of this.
I got to the railing and it fucking just hung there.
Yeah.
And the railing
then
was ice.
Onto that.
Well, no, I didn't freeze. I was sliding. I didn't actually freeze like a leaf in the
I wish that was on YouTube. Confused Dundee, elderly Dundee man. Struggled.
And I was stuck. I was there for half an hour.
Did some kids come and unstick you?
No, I went along one at a time. But I kept sliding. My legs were going out from the wall.
You're like that to the wee kid. Could you lift your top up skin to skin so I don't freeze to death?
Half an hour, I got to a bit that was dry.
Half an hour.
Probably more, actually.
Could you not have just went in your arse and just slid off?
Well, that did happen once. I was going into the well gate.
I tripped on the way down here today.
I trip all the time now. It's like, you know when people get embarrassed when they trip? I just fall now. I just accept because I'm just falling all the
like
time.
Like a turtle. So, flying its back.
I go down the back of the well gate. And do you know...
hold on, I'm picturing it. I'm not
the back of the well.
Oh, yeah, I do know what you're talking
And on
about.
The north side of it, the east side of it, going down the hill town, you've got the yellow sort of pavement.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got the railing. Mm-hmm. I stood on it, and this woman went, no. And as I stood on it, I slipped on my arse.
Oh.
Sheet ice. Kids have been making a slide on the hill town all the way.
Oh, no.
Couldn't see it. So I just sat on my arse, upright, just watching everyone go by. And I launched myself off the curb at the bottom and landed on the road.
Did you freeze solid onto it?
My arse. I didn't freeze. You don't freeze. You slide. So anyway, I slid.
You just frozen solid on.
But I was wearing.
Can that see now?
I was wearing
the
green combat trousers, so they were dark. It looked like I'd pissed myself.
It looked like.
So I just stood up and walked home.
Like. I can imagine your face. Can that the end shot?
Freeze.
End shot of The Shining. It's just.
Yeah, but
so Nicholson,
I know what you've got in your head, and I know how things go in your ears, and they hit the Goron filter, and it turns to shit. Uh-huh. But what happened is I just slid. I didn't.
Then you
froze. I didn't freeze to anything. I know what's going. I know you're going to tell people now that I fucking froze.
Ken, how the old chest freezers. Ken, if you touched the side that was sticky, that was so cold with the frost.
Yeah. Have you ever stuck to anything?
Yeah, I have.
Freezing.
I've stuck to loads of stuff. The worst thing happened. I saw it happen. It never happened to me, thankfully. The outside the social pub, it's now called something else.
Okay.
It changes. But there was a smoking area. Mm-hmm. And me and my mate Fran were outside having a cigarette. and watching the world go by. And they had these outside halogen lamps, and they were light plus the heated people.
Okay.
And someone must have went like that and touched it with their hand.
Oh.
And it just had the skin, the dermis.
Oh, my God.
And you could smell it. Like,
oh, that sounds... That's
horrifically...
A serious
horrifically
injury.
Hot.
Yeah.
The worst time I burnt myself... I've broken a lot. I've not burnt myself much. Flaming sambugas. Or sambugis, as my mum calls
sambugis.
Them. Sambugis. It makes sense. Because
I kind of like it. Kinda. Yeah, they cheer you up.
We lit one, and I went like to put it out, and it stuck right in the palm of my hand.
Oh,
and
fuck.
Pulled it off, and it just burnt a perfect circle.
I got the smallest burn ever, but it fucking hurt. And it was, I was delivering stuff to a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I went into the loading bit, and I just touched my arm on this copper pipe, but it was cold.
Oh, yeah.
And I took a tiny little bit of skin off. Fuck me. So, and I went, what the fuck? And the guy went, watch that, take your skin off. Cover it.
What do you mean, horror?
If he's saying, watch it, it takes your skin off, this has happened
before.
Just put
someone on it, yeah.
That's so British, isn't it? But that, I've had a tiny, tiny burn the size of a one pence, and it hurts like fuck. That's the only one I've had. It's not good.
No.
The best burn you'll ever see, Andy Peters on live TV.
Oh, I hate that cunt.
And it's an old plasma TV, and he kisses it and goes, and he pulls his lips off it going, oh, and the skin's left on the telly. Wonderful.
He is odious.
I don't like him.
No, and I'll tell you why he's odious. They did like a gotcha thing with him, and they had him going round houses. He thought it was a gig. And he's going around houses and had a woman, flousy woman, came at the door and trying it on with him.
Oh.
And he was so repulsed by it. And he'd no charm. He'd no banter to deal with. He's pathetic.
Just had nothing to give.
Oh, just dear. He was repulsed. And because he's a big muscle Mary. And then he did another thing. And it was a dog bark and he was scared by it. The dog was in the house. And then I've seen him doing stuff for Cookery Show and he's so snide. And you think, all you do is... You just shill for these companies and ITV, you useless cunt.
Yeah, I think all he does now
is try to... But he's gigantic. He's on the roids. He's roided off his tits.
There was a guy I was at college with, and he was a tiny wee lad. Skinny, tiny. And I saw a picture of him a couple of years ago.
Gigantic.
Huge, yeah. You don't do that naturally.
No, there was a guy who was at school. We got a bit bullied, and he... Got to the gym and he's massive, but he's the same guy. He's a nice kid.
Yeah.
But
this person was nice as well.
He's gigantic. A lot of these guys that get big, it's bully. It's like nobody, bullied people always get into martial arts.
Well, I wasn't bullied and I was into it.
You were into martial arts.
No, I wasn't bullied though.
You're an odd bod.
But I was very lucky I was never bullied. I avoided that. I was a strange kid, as you can imagine.
No.
But I navigated. I navigated between all the different groups.
What happened? You've turned a corner.
I was never bullied.
Sort of yourself. You were never there to be bullied.
I was occasionally there, but in primary or secondary.
To bully someone, you have to kind of know them.
Well, I suppose that's fair enough.
Yeah, if they didn't know you.
But I didn't have... I liked doing stuff on my own, so I didn't keep friends.
Well, that wasn't your idea. People preferred you to do stuff on your own.
It was kind of my idea.
People were like, could you just maybe be more of a solitary figure, please?
But if people wanted to sort of bunk off school, they came to the master and asked me how to do it. That was the one power I had.
Okay.
And where to go and what to do. Because they were like, so how'd you get off with it? What do you do? And I'd write them notes. And
folk who are bunking off school, generally, they're the kids you know what to be at school anyway.
That's it.
I didn't really want to be there.
I wasn't wanting to be there. Well, I didn't want to be there. That's why I wasn't there. People thought, what's he going through at school? Nothing. There was nothing bad at school. I just didn't want to go.
The thing is, you could bunk off. School wasn't as important when we were young, I don't think.
No, not at all.
You could, guys.
You could do that.
Useless fuckers I was at school with. I don't think they could read a book. Willfully thick. People I was in my class, and they've done perfectly well. They've gone into, they're fine. They're absolutely fine. They go out of school. They were itching to get away from school. Well, immediately got well. They got a skill.
Yeah, that's it. It doesn't affect you.
Now it really does. If you didn't have some kind of skill, if you're not literate, you need to be now. You want to get a job now.
When I left school, I went straight into work.
There's an advert on the TV the other day I watched that was for mechanics.
And yeah, I saw that.
Mechanics is a different gig from what it used to be.
Yeah.
You've got to know computers to a degree.
Spectrums.
Yeah.
They're probably using Spectrums in the garage.
Yeah, you're not fixing any now. It's a sealed unit, the modern car, isn't it?
I have got the cheapest, simplest, easiest car on the road.
Aye.
And it
can't do anything.
You got to do diagnostics on it and everything.
With it. Yeah, it's wild.
Because you look at it and you go, ah, it's just a normal engine. I could do it. And they're like, oh no, you'll fuck it up.
The pressure on the. Ken, we've spoken about this before. You and I are fairly useless people. Mm-hmm. Never had a day's hunger in my life. I'm getting by in life. Not spectacular. No, there's a lot worse.
Barely getting by at the moment.
It's quite easy to survive, really.
You can. And there are safety nets. And
there's a lot of safety nets.
There are things like that. So we're very lucky.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not going to be. I don't want to say out loud that not going to school didn't affect me, because I'm sure it did. But the way I went.
Well, no, this school. No, but you could have. Something could have happened to your school. Your eyes could have been opened to something while at school.
Yeah.
That would have taken your life in a different direction.
Yes.
Not necessarily a better direction, but every choice you take in life leads you to where you end up being.
Yeah. I do get that. And I would encourage anyone to do well at school or try their best or get whatever they
can. It's all about good. The problem is you need good teachers. And the problem
we didn't at the time.
No,
but it was terrible.
Yeah, but a teacher, it's a good teacher.
There's nothing worse than having a drunk teacher at 9 a.m. That used to.
But teachers aren't hanging about.
As a 13-year-old, that bugged me.
A lot of the
I used to think unprofessional.
To be a teacher, a lot of the kind of soft teachers who might care, the empathetic teachers who have maybe got artsy, but just all kinds of stuff. They kind of stick it. So you're left with these kind of hard kind of.
Because even back then, in the classes
weakness,
I was in, you would have ate them alive.
We know people that think they're going to be teachers.
Yeah.
And you know they'll just get their arse eaten. Then the first day, they'll never get a cover.
It's just, it can happen like that. But I don't know. Looking back in the 80s,
I had teachers when I was at school.
Benefited me.
I had teachers when I was at school that my father got when he was at school.
Oh my God. Yeah, I suppose.
They're still just hanging about. And my dad had thought they were quite old when he had them.
I had a teacher and he was a fucking delight.
Right. Oh yeah.
He was a lovely guy. He looked like he was from the war.
Yeah.
Turns out he was a war hero.
Yeah, yeah.
And a genuine war hero. When he died, there was this whole thing about what he did. And amazing. But he was this lovely, soft guy, and he was ancient, especially and he should have retired years earlier, but he kept going, and he had a heart attack. And one day on this stormy day, lightning, the door opened, and he went, "I'm fucking back," and we all burst out laughing, and that was his way back. He was just funny as fuck, but he was a lovely guy.
It's a difficult thing to do to get respect for kids.
Oh.
If you try to be folks' pal, you're fucking doomed.
Yeah.
Kids have got the biggest bullshit detectors going, don't they?
You could always do it. There was one teacher that we got. It was a real...
Geography teachers were always insane. Why is that?
Well, that's funny. We had a teacher, and I'll say his name, Mr. Gorry.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Gorry, and oh God, he seemed old, but he was probably in his 20s.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? And any time there was a fight, he just took his tie off and jumped in. He was just fucking swinging and kicking and everything. It was amazing. So you couldn't
He lived for that.
He lived for it. So you couldn't have a fight with anyone on that corridor because he'd run out and start kicking.
But did he take sides or just...
No, he just ladle into everybody. If there was a girl standing near, uppercut, just everyone got punched.
We had a guy, Mr. Sinclair, he was a geography teacher, and he had his geography mind. He had the whole place mapped out. And he took me out of class and another class, and then he was the assistant headmaster as well. He took me into his office, sat me down, and tried to sweat me a wee bit. Ken, I was like, "What's this?" Ken, light in my face and stuff. And I'm, "Oh yeah, yeah." He says, "What are you playing at in my class today?" And I says, "Nothing."
Mm.
He found a piece of rubber, a bit of a razor, and he'd worked out the trajectory where it might have come from. And my desk was within that range. So he's interviewing everybody to see. I'm kidding you not. That's a level of madness. So he had it charted out. And he had like...
Oh, that's dangerous.
He'd taken a protractor and he'd like mapped.
He's killed his wife.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
But he had a ruler that he taped up and he threatened to hit you. But you couldn't hit anybody, but he was just threatening.
Oh, we were still at the age where we got the belt.
Balmy. He was absolutely balmy.
Before the band, the belt.
Oh, yeah.
I got the belt 12 times.
Oh, Jesus. Just
offering. They just got get out, whack, you fuck. It was bleeding.
But Sinclair, you'd have the school rules. So your first day at the school, the grammar, you would have to write the school rules.
Oh my God. You everyone had a different kind of school to me.
Everyone had to write these out. I can understand, gets in your mind. Sinclair's class, he had the additional Mr. Sinclair rules, which were longer than the school rules.
Do you want to know one of my rules?
It's fucking
we did get a rule. We got a rule. My English teacher. This is the words he said. He goes, right, you're older now, secondary. It's your first day. You don't mess around in my class. You know what happens? Punch your pus. You steal anything out of my class. You know what happens? Punch your pus. He says, if I hear swearing in my class, punch your pus.
But that's
that was my instruction.
That's desperate, though. You shouldn't. There's no need for that shit.
That was my instruction. Within 15 minutes, me and Aki, my best mate, were up the front getting the belt. Got the belt on my first hour school.
The art department. There was stuff to use in collages and stuff. So there were stacks of old magazines. And a member of staff went round them and cut out all the tits.
I don't know what to say about that.
So you do Women's Weekly, you'd open it. Here's Naomi Campbell. It draws attention. It makes you want to see tits even more.
Right. And to our international listeners.
First day in school as a teenager, your hormones are going. A teacher should come in with a wheelbarrow full of tits.
Everyone's calm.
Everyone get out of the way. Tits all day.
They're sorted.
Oh, kind of like when your dad catches you smoking.
I've never done
And he
that.
Makes you smoke a pack of cigarettes.
Never had that.
Yeah, mum catches you at
Yeah, carry on. No, that doesn't make sense. Don't continue with that.
Cape Ross, his mother found a jazz mag.
All right.
And it wasn't Cape Ross's. He was holding it for somebody else.
Uh-oh.
And rather, the good parenting thing would be you spot it under the mattress and you just ignore
it. Just ignore it.
He comes back from school.
You wank 10 times.
It's sat there. Oh. It's there accusatory. Why? That just causes
that just messes. Yeah, that
messes
just,
people
don't do
up.
That. So
leave people alone.
To our international listeners,
a jazz
the
mag.
Belt.
He'll be worried. I'm speaking about his jazz mag
because he'll have a big pile of them.
Yeah,
but they'll all be like Marvel based.
Yeah,
the belt was
a Tawse
about 2 foot long,
leather with a split,
3 inches wide with a split in it.
Sore as fuck.
Now, sometimes the teachers would extend the split to make it
even whippier. Yeah,
right, whippier exactly. But my English teacher had his name embossed on his. So he either had that done himself.
That's fetishistic.
Or it was given to him as a gift for Christmas.
That's fetishistic.
It was very sexual.
That's very sexual.
I always said any teacher that enjoyed giving the belt, it was a sex thing.
Yeah, it's a sex thing.
You've got, how old were you? 13-year-old kid.
13-year-old laddie.
I was tiny. And on your first hour.
They'd make you go that straight
because
on.
Because someone, his name was Mr. Gray, and someone rubbed out Aki. He rubbed out the R. And it was Mr. Gay.
Oh, classic.
So he says, asking. Who was it? He says, right. And it just so happened. He goes, right, you two.
He did get it right,
essentially. But I got the belt.
You're collateral damage, mate.
Because we're just sitting there. Yeah. He just chose the first two and we were
you
at the front.
You did find it funny, though, so you deserve to be thrashed.
So anyway, I go from there to my next class.
Oh, no.
Maths.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, you're a findas, eh? I know you're... Relatives.
Kin. Tribe.
And he said it like that. I know you're relatives. Come here.
Oh,
I want to give you a little warning. Put your hand out. Got the belt.
Jesus Christ.
Right? This is my first day. First hour. Within that. And then, I'd get the belt just continually. Morning, whack. And I used to have...
Calluses are still there.
What happened is it started to split the skin. And it went itchy and it stayed like that for months and months.
That's really...
So when they would wallop you, you know? So anyway, the ban came in.
There's people that think we should still be hitting bails.
And they went, well, it changed me. Because I got the belt. And then one day, I got the belt for no reason. Uh-huh. Never done anything. Whack! And a fuse burst in my head.
Yeah.
And this voice said, never trust an adult again.
Yeah.
Ever.
And including yourself.
Including
you're
myself.
An adult now.
No, I've never become an adult because I know the difference. If I meet an adult and you know who I'm talking about, there's people who are adults and there's people who are normal.
Okay.
If I meet an adult now, the venom that comes out of me, you'll see a side of me that's so different. I'll just go, they'll speak and I'll just go, shut the fuck up. I hate them.
Imagine going in your class.
I hate them.
Yeah, like all day you're like in the tea room with the other staff. How many of you hit the day?
Yeah, dry and I bet it was like that.
I think my dad said he'd one.
They'd walk around.
They'd have
on their shoulder.
Shoulder. No, but they wore capes.
Yeah. No, we had that, and they'd wear it on the shoulder.
Shoulder, and they'd whick it out. Yeah.
I've had
Hold
it across the neck.
So that meant
I've had it across the
when
arms.
When they were at teacher training college, they were getting taught how to do it. There
yes.
must have been classes in it.
We had three teachers that would wear the capes, and they had it over their shoulder. And I remember one guy had this. They were tan coloured, but one guy had a red one.
Oh, that's sex.
It's sex.
Well.
And he would go like that, what?
You know
and
how,
you'd get it on the face?
Yeah.
On the neck?
Have you know, it could have blinded somebody.
Yeah.
Have you know, can how in America, the police department, they'll have to test out mace to see if it's efficient. Yeah. Does that mean those guys got belted?
Oh,
in
God,
the training thing?
That's just turned them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the classic thing in the public schools, they had the cane.
Oh, my God.
I think you got the cane. When you're paying money for your education.
Now, here's the thing. I've said this to people, and it didn't get brought up with sort of this corporal punishment. And they said, why did your parents not do anything? You didn't tell them.
No, because they'd have given you hiding as well.
Well, no. My dad would have killed anyone that hit me, but I was in trouble. I felt I was in trouble.
Yeah,
and if I told them, I'd be
That's grooming, man. That's
yes,
how it works.
Yes. I was in this world of... And then I've said to people, were you ever abused as a kid, physically abused or anything? They go, nope. Now, then you wait a bit and you say, did you get the belt at school? Because, oh, Christ, I used to get the belt every day for nothing. And they don't recognise...
That's to keep you in your place.
...an adult hitting a child with a leather belt is abuse. And I'll say to that people now, and they go, I wasn't abused.
I don't think...
It's abuse.
I take it the belt stopped when the kids got a little bit bigger. They did, because some of the Fairman laddies I was at school with, fuck.
You only got the belt... Well, it got banned...
When you were 18...
I think 86
teachers,
it was banned.
A teacher's taking a risk striking an 18-year-old laddie. 17.
No, I was one teacher. I was in metalwork or something. And he would always have this bit of wood and he'd poke you.
Oh.
And he got me right in the stomach. And I went, you fuck! And I had a hammer, right? And he got the bit of, I didn't do anything, I just had the hammer. But I went, you fuck! And I don't know if it was in my eyes, a tiny wee kid. And he went like that. Okay, I won't do that again. Fair enough. Just like that.
Aye, because he pushed it a wee bit.
And he went like that. Okay, I won't do
what's
it again.
That,
fair
what's
enough.
That film
and,
with Malcolm McDowell? If. They just they take over the school, started slaughtering all this.
Oh, God.
There's so much anger. You did teachers got in your tits, some of them.
But you're angry young. You're too young for angry young men, but it's in there.
Yeah, it's in there.
And I was holding a hammer, a wee tiny hammer.
A wee.
But I think it was in my eyes more than anything when he went, okay, I can't do that anymore.
You're so small, it looked like, maybe that's why you're doing all the Viking shit now.
Yeah.
Because you're doing a big hammers.
I'm doing a lot of big hammers.
Big hammers.
Big axes.
Big war hammers and
big
axes.
Big axes and stuff.
Big wallopers.
But I always thought, it's the way it was in my eyes. He went, okay, that's enough.
You can do
it to a point. And that's what you just said. There's a point you stop it. And then some wee bastard's going to stab you.
People who are tendencies towards children, they're very good at spotting the ones that won't say anything. That's the secret sauce.
Yes. There was one teacher who would touch kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the kids he touched, you kind of knew that would be the kids he touched. Do you know what I mean by that?
It's like radar.
They could...
That's why they often went to like... That's why fucking old Savile was so... involved in charity stuff. He'd access to like schools where the kids were like not borstals but troubled kids.
Yeah,
he knew nobody'd fucking believe them. But then kids, the private schools, wealthy people were sending their kids there, and they were getting fucked rotten.
Oh my God!
The big gay private schools up north. There was a Aberlour.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to a podcast about that. It was fucking horrific. And the parents would eventually discover what was going on. A few of them did go. They just moved the teacher to another school. There was one lad, a teacher, and this wasn't an all-boys school, and he would take four lasses out into the hills by himself. And each night, a different girl would get a chance at the tent with him.
That's unreal.
Now, that's not that long.
Have I told the story about the minister that was a part of the family? Okay, right. It wasn't my family. It was the girl I was going out with years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know this, but there was accusations made against them. and they said, could you drive us up to the house because we've had quite a disturbing phone call.
Oh, my God.
So I went, yeah, go up. So we'll all go in the house. And along the mantelpiece, there's loads of notes. And it's all what stuff's to be left to and a suicide note. Like, fuck. So look around the house. So one of them went upstairs. There's nothing there and all that. So big, huge police thing looking for this guy. He's went to kill himself, the minister. And it turns out he was actually in the house upstairs. They'd looked in the room and not noticed him in the bed. And he'd overdosed. Right?
Good policing. Good well, solid.
Well, that was this.
Good solid
the girl
police.
I was going out with, that was her mother. So she's sort of stupid, you know. Yeah. So.
Was he dead?
No. So they got him, all this sort of thing, right? Then I heard about the accusations. And they were quite extreme.
Long standing.
Over 50 years.
Oh, jeez.
Do you know what they'd done? They just got him and they moved him to a new place in Edinburgh, like it never happened. I don't actually know
that's
how.
That's repulsive.
Because I'd never been out with that girl much longer, but I don't know what
Catholic
happened.
The Catholic Church used to move people to America.
Yeah.
And then they would start fucking being there as well.
It's fucking.
Imagine
it's
still being
nightmares.
Religious. And this isn't like the Catholics have had their time in the sun, everybody's like accusing them of stuff. All religions, like the Jehovah Witnesses,
oh, that's
shit going
all,
on.
Yeah, that's going on at the moment. Yeah.
Islam, there'll be shit going on.
Everything.
There's wee boys getting fucked in some places.
And do you know what it is?
It's just
it's people moving into these things to get access.
It's
terrible.
It's religions where sex is a bad thing, and as soon as you make something a taboo, that's what people are going to fucking do. Priests. The problem with priests is, are you telling me they're not knocking each other off at their seminaries? They're all young men. They're all masturbating to fuck.
Yeah, that's just the noise of.
Oh, it must be shocking. They made a big. There's a big seminary somewhere in Scotland. It's made out of concrete. That concrete started rusting within a week. It's jizzed up the walls.
That's not concrete. And let's not end it on that down note. Liz, I want to hear from your time at school the one good thing that came from it.
One good thing. My art, see, I like art, but my art, well, Mrs. Boland, she was a wee woman with a wee short neck. She was very good. She kind of showed you what lovely art could be. And a teacher called Dr. Malcolm, and he instilled a love of books. The rest of them, not so much. It wasn't a very good school.
Mr. Henry.
Oh.
Techie teacher.
Yeah.
We built him a coffin.
Techie teachers could be quite good, I'll be honest.
We built him a coffin.
Yeah.
And one of the kids in our class was hit by another teacher. And this teacher, in front of everyone, fucking walloped him. The guy was 5 foot tall. And he went, you hit one of my laddies. Wham.
Bam. That's pretty
amazing.
Good. Pretty good.
Amazing.
Our gym teachers.
Teach violence.
Our gym teachers were a bit wacky. I remember a time, the first day at school, at the high school, and they had us along. And they're like, right, that's gym. Nobody had a uniform, gym kit, and they're like, you have to do them in your pants.
Yep, that was it.
And you're like that. I can remember at the time being really affronted by this. This isn't fair. Because as a child, you know what fairness is.
Oh, it was
and I thought, this isn't...
It's abuse. It's a sexual thing. It's a sexual thing.
Why are you doing this? Oh. Why do you have to... Why could you not come up with something?
I get that.
It's a hard job being a teacher, because you're fucked. Because at least back in the day... Parents would maybe side with you if your kid was being a bit of a twat.
Yeah.
They don't say bad parents, bad teachers, the kid's in the middle now. Nobody's believing anybody.
Oh, it's not good. Ladies. Ladies and gentlemen.
You weren't angry today. That's good.
No, I wasn't.
Save your anger for tomorrow.
Oh, don't. We're going to need the anger.
This is good. We're not going to say what's happening, but we are taking a step up. We are...
The podcast is...
Yeah, we've decided. This is us casting off our... We're climbing out of the chrysalis.
Yes.
We're about to unfurl our beautiful
wings.
I'm
nervous about it because it's...
Anything could happen.
I like in here.
Anything could happen.
But this is your
anything
idea.
Could happen.
This is all your...
Anything could happen.
All to blame.
I'm hoping something terrible happens.
It will. Yeah. What we're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, join
you
us on
be,
Patreon.
You should all be on the tenterhooks.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us on Patreon.
That's
where you
so
can watch. Could you shut the fuck up? Join us on Patreon. It doesn't matter. You know what to do.
Aye.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Are you ready?
You were ready.
Oh, shit.
Have you got those vests? Those stab vests?
No, I gave mine away.
Shit.
Sean's away with it.
Don't
Mrs. Hawley's away with it.
Don't wash.
Mr. Hawley,
don't
sorry,
wash,
Sean.
Don't wash in the morning. Because if we smell, we need to blend in.
Yeah. If zombies.
Because if we stand rub ourselves with the guts. Yeah, guts.
Jesus.
Oh, well.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You may not hear from us again.
No,
this could be the last one ever. Could someone, Chris?
Chris.
Could you take the archival material?
Hundreds of
hours.
Could
you build a statue somewhere and put everything in there?
It has to go in the centre of
it. In the centre and leave it for future people, yeah.
They need it.
We could be gods in a thousand
years. You've got to remember, we are the people's podcasters.
Yeah.
Eh?
The pod people's podcasters.
And as always, it ends on a whimper. Later.
Ta-ra, ta-ra.